Good morning. It's a wet start to the day for parts of interior New York and New England, with the latest bout of energy rotating around in that cool pool of air aloft, which has been centered over us for the better part of the last 5 days. This energy will produce wet weather in spots, especially in the Hudson River Valley, across parts of the North Country and New York, and south into the Greater Capital District, and eventually off into the Berkshires and western New England. Temperatures today, starting out in the high 40s and lower 50s, will be slow to climb, especially in areas that have some rainfall this morning. With some breaks, though, we will get up into the 60s again today on average, some folks even touching just about 70, but there is the risk at more showers and a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Evening showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, and temperatures back to around 50 for overnight lows. Tomorrow, we'll repeat the cycle with another bout of energy swinging around that upper-level low and through the region. With some breaks of sunshine, instability will develop, and we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms fire again. High temperatures will be a notch higher and generally in the lower 70s. Friday looks better, with the storm system easing out to the east and less energy to contend with. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and just the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will bounce back into the mid-70s. On Saturday, we start to kick this weather pattern out of here and get things back into motion at jet stream level. Still, a weak disturbance will pass through, and there is the chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny skies to start the weekend as highs push up into the upper 70s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday as high pressure finally builds in, and we'll have a dry day with readings bouncing into the lower 80s, then mid to upper 80s as a ridge of high pressure builds in at all levels of the atmosphere to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across northeastern Colorado, southeastern Wyoming, and western Nebraska. A surface trough will deepen during the day from eastern Colorado into the central Dakotas, with southeasterly surface winds bringing increased moisture into northern Colorado. With around 30 knots of mid-level flow, wind shear will be favorable for supercells. Increased instability will develop, and severe thunderstorms are likely by afternoon, forming in the Denver area. Large hail will be likely, and damaging winds will become increasingly likely as the day progresses. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Karlsruhe, Germany at 5:20 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Fallon Naval Air Station in Nevada at 3:03 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, 32 degrees, with a north wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 50, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Mesa, Arizona, to a low of 28 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 70s. Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low, 49. The average temperature, 57, that's 7 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, still 99 hundredths for the month, which is 34 hundredths above normal, and 14.79 inches for the year, which is 64 hundredths below normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 31, and for the season 5,323. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 54, the record high 94 set in 1925, and the record low 38 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight and lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, still scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, lower 70s. Just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, mainly dry, with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s. A better chance at a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday, increasing clouds during the day in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny and dry Sunday, warmer, lower 80s, mid to upper 80s on Monday with mostly sunny skies, and a chance of a shower and thunderstorm back in the forecast on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.